I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. For many parents, sending their kids to school gives them a break from child care while they're at work. That relief is not coming when school begins on August 24th in Juneau because local education officials decided to keep kids at home over pandemic concerns. School officials hope to resume in-person classes gradually, but it's unclear when. Some local policymakers are at their wits' end searching for child care fixes, while some parents are getting creative. A few weeks ago, a Juneau parent started a Facebook group, Parents COVID Network Juneau, to connect families navigating the pandemic. More than 200 people have joined. Some of the threads in the group read like swap meet conversations or personal ads. For example, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old and I'm in Auk Bay. I'm open to different schedules and would like to trade days or parts of days so I can get a good chunk of work time. Three families sound good to me. It's matchmaking, but for small COVID-19 learning bubbles in childcare. It's also the sort of creative community solution that school officials were hoping would spring up. They were also hoping for some formal policy solutions. During recent forums with parents, Superintendent Bridget Weiss mentioned the recommendations to come from the city's Economic Stabilization Task Force several times. Laura Martinson delivered those much-anticipated recommendations to the Juneau Assembly on August 10th. Here's how Martinson wrapped up.
The most important outcome from our fact-finding group has been that we really are requesting the Assembly direct city staff to come up with a strategy to approach this. It's becoming more and more apparent that this needs to be a full-time coordinated position.
Assembly members Lauren Jones and Wade Bryson more or less interpreted that as you figure it out. They had both served on a committee that spent months studying childcare and crafting a policy to increase availability pre-pandemic. Here's Lauren Jones.
And then here we're going to look at just telling staff to come up with a comprehensive solution to a short-term problem that's almost impossible to fix.
He mentioned a child care provider subsidy the Assembly started that targeted preschool kids. Now, hundreds more elementary school kids are in the mix because of distance learning.
And now we think in a month and a half, we can hire somebody and stand up something that would triple or quadruple the amount of capacity we have today in order for schools to operate and maybe for 6 months. It does not make any sense to me to burden the staff with everything else to do that.
Wade Bryson said there's no model for pop-up childcare that makes business sense. He also described it as a, quote, almost impossible problem.
What the school district said to us is we cannot safely bring large groups of students together, go put them in childcare, and now our idea is figure out where can we put large groups of children to house them in childcare because parents will need to go to work.
Then Bryson made a point that there already are taxpayer-funded facilities specifically for kids.
I would almost suggest that we have a whole bunch of small buildings conveniently placed around the city, and we just use the schools for child care. They're already designed for children. They already have restrooms in them. If we're not going to put the kids into the buildings that we design for the children, what buildings are we going to put them in?
The rest of the Assembly was more optimistic. Over Jones and Bryson's objections, the Assembly went with a task force recommendation to direct city staff to look into a comprehensive child care strategy. City Manager Rory Watt said if the Assembly wants to consider using school buildings for child care, I should meet with the Juneau School Board.
There is a needle to be threaded, and I'm not underestimating the task. There's definitely a facility problem. There's a scale of number of kids that need a child care problem. And it may be that some use of school facilities is the best option in terms of facility space. This is going to be hard all the way along.
While Assemblymember Lauren Jones was skeptical of figuring out a comprehensive solution, he said he was interested in a targeted approach for lower-income families. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.